When life gives you lemons, turning adversity, doubters, failures into fuel for success. Introduction. So you feel like life is getting the better of you, and no matter what you do, you can't escape the strong grasp of adversity, doubters, and failures, huh? Well, we're going to give you all the tools you need to use those exact things to transform your life into a bundle of joy, happiness, and success. Some people have difficulty differentiating reality from fantasy. They hold the assumption that we live in a perfect world where Mother Nature continuously hands out gifts to us perfect human beings. But realists acknowledge that life is, in fact, jam-packed with tribulations. Everyone across the globe will encounter negative situations, have bad experiences lodged in their memory, and feel awful emotions from time to time. It's better to be a realist rather than a fantasist if you want to make the most out of life. Embrace the challenges, learn from the mistakes, and grow as a person in the process. Expecting everything to go as planned will only lead to repeated disappointment. When it comes to problems, it's the way in which we respond to them that shapes our lives, though. Happiness and success are ultimately in your own hands, and it's your responsibility to prevent difficult situations from dictating your life. Those who tend to manipulate problems into opportunities for development through positive thinking boost their chances of becoming successful in every aspect of their life. Now, throughout your existence, you're going to face adversity, whether you like it or not. It could be a goal that you're just not expected to accomplish, a scenario that plays havoc with your emotions, or a hardship that tests your resolve. But adversity gives you an amazing chance to build strength and resilience. Once you find the motivation to get through one rough patch, you'll understand that you can get through anything. It's possible you'll come across some doubters in your life, and the numbers will increase as your success improves. They come in all shapes and sizes, but having people expecting you to fail doesn't have to be a bad thing. One, there's less pressure on you so you can relax, and two, it means you're doing something right if they're giving you so much attention. As we've just touched on failure, we may as well discuss it. It's fair to say that millions of people fear failure. The sheer mental torment that accompanies not achieving one of your short or long-term goals can last for days, weeks, and even months. But when you duck out of trying new things, taking risks, or pushing for your dreams, you quickly find yourself trapped in unhappiness. Instead of fearing failure, you should honestly value it. Why? Because without making mistakes, coming in second best or downright failing, you'll never have the resources to improve your skills, bolster your knowledge, or gain wisdom. Subsequently, you'll continue making the same mistakes in the future and continue experiencing failures. How do you manage to make lemonade out of lemons when you feel you have so much against you? Keep reading, because we're going to show you how to do it. Let's get started.